Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Joyce, and how may I assist you?
Hi, this is Linda Barclay. Is this Quality Heels something another? Is that what I'm talking to?
Well, we happen to be a third-party call center, ma'am. So we do assist multiple companies in over 100 different products, which happen to be online vendors. How may I assist you today?
Well, there's a charge on my credit card of $59.89 for that company with this phone number.
Oh,
I did not do that, and I need this taken off my charge card.
May I start out by getting your zip code, please, to locate that account?
28658.
I do thank you for that. And what was your first and last name, please?
Linda Barclay, B-A-R-K-L-E-Y.
I was able to locate you. And for security purposes, ma'am, could you please verify your address for me?
1788 Ashley Street in Newton, North Carolina.
All righty. Give me 1 second, please. All righty. Yes, ma'am, I was able to locate that account associated with you. And this $59.89 charge stems from you entered into a sweepstakes to have a chance to win a KitchenAid mixer. And by entering into that sweepstakes in the terms and conditions of it, it does advise you that you would be enrolled into a monthly subscription to what is called the Bites Hub, which happens to be a meal planning app that shows you how to reduce your carb and sugar intake and also provides you with healthier ways to plan meals. Now, I can get this reduced to $20 a month for you if you'd like.
No, this better be taken off totally. I did not make that call. This is my charge card, and I want it taken off immediately. I will contact my bank first thing in the morning. I will not have this. I didn't do that. I don't want it.
Now, ma'am, if you're saying this is a fraudulent charge, I'll be more than happy to get you transferred to the fraud department. But please be advised, we do work closely with local authorities, and we will prosecute anyone who could have made this charge without your knowledge. And as I did tell you, it is a sweepstakes entry where you may have paid $1 or $2.
Ma'am, there was a KitchenAid charge, KitchenAid thing came across my phone.
Yes, ma'am.
But it said that you could get a KitchenAid mixer for $1. I just went on to see what it was. I didn't authorize anything, and I would have never authorized $59.
Yeah, I do understand that. But even when you went on and submitted that dollar, you actually entered yourself into that sweepstakes. And so when you scroll
you
down in
me,
the terms
you give
and conditions,
me somebody.
You did.
You better give me somebody to get this off.
You did actually scroll down through the terms and conditions. I'm more than happy to go ahead and get you counseled out of this, okay?
Yes, right away. And they will give me my $59 back.
Alrighty, I've successfully gotten you canceled out of that. That cancellation does take effect immediately. Now, they can submit a one-time courtesy refund, but they will submit $54.89 because they will deduct that $5 entry fee that you chose to enter into the sweepstakes. And they can.
I didn't choose to do that, and there is no way that it even said that. And I could get them for false advertisement. The way they did also. But I will contact my bank in the morning. And I have stopped my charge card.
Well, I could issue that refund back to you of $54.89, and it will post back to your account. It does take anywhere from 3 to 5 business days.
I don't have that charge card open anymore. I stopped that charge card.
They can actually revert it to a new charge card if you want to. The only way I can issue it back, I have to issue it back to the card that it was billed from.
Well, and it's not there anymore. I stopped it.
Your bank will be able to.
They're sending me a new card.
Yes, and they will actually be able to pulse that refund to your new card.
Okay.
Yes, it will send an alert to them. It takes anywhere from 3 to 5 business days for that refund to pulse to the account.
Well, I tell you, that's pretty sorry for them to do something like that.
All right, and I do have your cancellation number, ma'am. If you're ready to take that down, please let me know when you're ready.
One second, I'm sorry.
Sure.
Okay, I'm ready.
And that will be C as in Charlie. And that's 920-841-825.
825.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And in 3 to 5 business days, that will be returned.
Yes, it posts back to your to the account.
In the morning.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Thank you for calling customer service. Have a great afternoon.
Thank you. You too.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.